And this is your news for the hour, coming to you from Thumb Broadcasting's newsroom. This is Tate Servants, and this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And a collaborative effort is underway in Michigan to protect the state's bat species, many of which inhabit abandoned mines in the Upper Peninsula. The Keweenaw Bay Indian Community led the 2024 Bat Blitz, bringing together federal, state, and tribal biologists to train in bat monitoring and conservation techniques. Michigan's bats face serious threats, including habitat loss and white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that has killed an estimated 90% of the state's hibernating bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and agriculture, consuming thousands of insects nightly and reducing the need for pesticides. During the blitz, researchers safely captured, examined, and released bats, with some fitted with temporary tracking devices to study their movements and roosting habits. The initiative also supports efforts to protect maternity roost and educate field teams. Experts stress that public support is crucial, from reducing pesticide use to reporting bat roost. Another bat blitz is planned for later this year to expand tribal participation and strengthen conservation partnerships. You can always visit our articles on thumbnet.net. This one has a link that you can click for more information regarding the project. And in Saginaw County, they will be opening their early voting center on Saturday, January 24th, today, ahead of the February 3rd special primary election for the 35th State Senate District, according to the county clerk's office. Early voting will be held at the Saginaw County Early Voting Center at 618 Cash Street, next to the courthouse. The center will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Sunday, February 1st, with extended hours until 7 p.m. on the Wednesday before Election Day. Voters who cast ballots early will be able to feed their ballots into a tabulator, though no results will be counted or released until 8 p.m. on Election Day. Residents may still request absentee ballots, but election officials recommend returning completed ballots in person to a clerk's office or drop box to avoid mail delays. Absentee ballots can also be submitted at a voter's polling location or at the early voting center, where voters will check in and insert their ballot into a tabulator. Additional election details are available through the Saginaw County's clerk's office, and statewide voting information can be found in the article on thumbnet.net. Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall says the state has wasted billions of taxpayer dollars on poorly vetted earmarks and questionable projects. He is pushing new laws to rein in what he calls a culture of waste. His Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency Plan, or HEAT, targets state-funded grants by requiring greater public disclosure and oversight. Hall argues the changes are needed after past spending on unused or controversial projects. Two measures in the plan, Public Acts 32 and 33, took effect on January 1st. They require lawmakers to attach their names to earmarks, identify funding recipients, and explain how each project benefits the public. Proposed spending must be posted online for 45 days before a legislative vote, and recipients must repay funds if they use them for a different purpose. Hall says the laws represent Michigan's most significant transparency reform. In decades, and passed with near unanimous support. Democrats say the reforms fall short because they do not include changes to the state's FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and Senate President Pro Tem Jeremy Moss noted Michigan is one of only two states where the governor and legislator are exempt from FOIA requests, accusing Hall of avoiding scrutiny. Hall said FOIA reform will not happen this year, calling the system flawed, and added that other parts of his heat agenda remain stalled in the Senate. And we will be right back after this brief message from our sponsor with our obituaries.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We have one obituary for this hour. Harold K. Grimmel, Jr., age 93 of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19th, 2026 at Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care under the care of Compassus Health. Or hospice. Harold was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932, and he married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007. He later remarried Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, and Larry, his stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, Diane, and Marlene, as well as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Jungle and Mellendorf Funeral Home Incorporated in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be Monday, January 26th, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church, the Endowment Fund, or the Harold and Lillian Grimmel Scholarship for a Student in Veterinary School at MSU. You can share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And the weather right now here at the station is currently a fair 5 degrees. There is no feels like, so that is the real temp, with winds coming out of the west at 3 miles per hour.